wrap up the conversation that there are plenty of volunteer opportunities out there for you. You can always call 211 for those.
Absolutely. And connect with Ben at the United Way around volunteerism, and he's happy to work with, you know, you as an individual or a small group, and we really look forward to getting even more volunteers engaged in 2023. Just as a reminder, if you are a partner, if you are an agency in the community who might be looking for funding that aligns with the goals and mission of United Way, those funding applications are due on February 28th. It is an electronic form that you need to access from our website, uwswac.org. And if you're interested in any of the tickets that we were talking about today, Power the Purse or raffle tickets or calendar raffle, stop by our office at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids.
You can always find out more also by going to uwswac.org. Always good hanging out with you, Terry.
Thanks.
We'll have we'll talk with Terry later this week, and we'll see if we can touch on some more of this stuff.
Sounds great.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. From everybody here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court has just begun hearing arguments in a case that pits Google against the parents of a college exchange student killed in a terrorist attack at a cafe in Paris in 2015. Noemi Gonzalez's mother and stepfather say the company's YouTube service acted as a recruiting platform for ISIS. The family's attorney, Reynaldo Gonzalez.
What we're saying is that insofar as they were encouraging people to go look at things, that's what's outside the protection of the statute. Not that the stuff was there. If they stopped recommending things tomorrow, And all sorts of horrible stuff was on their website. As far as we read the statute, they're fine.
Correspondent Jan Crawford has more.
Social media companies say a 1996 federal law shields them from liability and that the modern internet would not exist if companies couldn't sort and recommend third-party content to users. Free speech advocates say social media companies have rights similar to newspapers deciding what articles to publish.
President Biden is set to speak in Poland in half an hour. It comes a day after he made a surprise visit to Ukraine to pledge continued U.S. support for the almost one-year-old war with Russia. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president.
Aides say the president's speech from the Royal Castle here in the Polish capital will have Mr. Biden reiterating that America will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Dan Fried once served as U.S. ambassador to Poland.
He needs to push back against the persistent notion that Ukraine's cause is lost.
The president's speech here comes hours after Vladimir Putin blamed the West for the war and announced he would suspend Russia's participation in the New START Arms Reduction Treaty, which has kept a limit on nuclear warheads and ICBMs. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Warsaw.
Wall Street Journal reports Chinese leader Xi Jinping is planning to visit Moscow for a summit with President Putin. A massive winter storm's about to make its way from the west coast to the east and bring with it blizzard conditions and ice. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams checks in from the Weather Channel.
It starts to crank today. Winds at the higher elevations gusting to 75 miles an hour. It continues into Thursday, and travel could be downright impossible with blowing snow, drifting snow, and also whiteout conditions.
22 states are under weather alerts. The forecast calls for partly cloudy skies and a high of 78 today in New Orleans for the culmination of Mardi Gras. Is Fat Tuesday. It's the last hurrah before Lent begins tomorrow. Dow's way down. It's off 478 points right now. S&P down 58. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Club Forest Bar and Restaurant and the Southwood County Humane Society. Club Forest Bar is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927, serving our char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, and pizzas. Great for the whole family.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, February 22nd. In Wood County, the Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their regular monthly meeting at 1:30 p.m. in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. The Stevens Point Housing Task Force meeting will take place at 3:15 p.m. at 933 Michigan Avenue. Today is the spring primary election, which will determine who appears on the ballot in the general election on April 4th. Races include nonpartisan seats for Wisconsin Supreme Court and local, municipal, and judicial races. Conservatives are defending their 4-3 majority on the court as Wisconsin Democrats seek to flip control to liberal justices for the first time in more than a decade. Local races include seats for city, village, and school boards, as well as candidates for Stevens Point mayor. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. 26 this afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, 21, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
People's eyes, perhaps.
Jane Matinair, how are you doing today?
I am well, and you?
I am well. It's a day to go vote.
Yes, go vote.
Which we are going to do, you and I, after today's show. Shout out to Chad Holmes. I was listening to his show on WXCO, which comes on after our show, and he took issue with us encouraging people when they can go vote early. He's a big fan of voting on the day of.
Oh.
And so
that's fine.
I didn't remember. Did we say that it's better to vote early?
I don't care. Just vote.
Just vote.
And just vote once.
Yes. And that is a good point.
It's not like we live in the villages in Florida.
Yes. So it's not only vote once, but also we do not have ranked choice voting. So please only vote for one person.
Yes.
We are going to do a lot of reminders of today, of telling you to go vote. But also tonight, we have special programming because of the spring primary. Devil's Advocates is going to be extended until 7 p.m. And then you get more Jane and Kristen.
Late night with K and J.
Prime time. Prime time. K and J, Jane and Kristen, will be, we're going to take over the pregame coverage, if that's what we want to call it, from 7 to 8. So come back then and listen to, we're going to talk to Dan Schaefer at one point to discuss his reporting on both the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but also the Senate District 8 race.
Big race.
Big race, and today is only the Republican primary because there's only one Democrat running. But we will talk more about that. We also have a pre-recorded interview with Reed Epstein from New York Times. Terry Bell, our news director, had a chance to talk to him, and he wrote that front page New York Times story that I think that was the first national publication to really give a lot of press to this race.
This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. Pretty much at this point, including the New York Times, I've seen between Washington Post, Politico, across national outlets, highlighting how big of a deal this race is. And tonight we'll know who the top two vote getters are in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And then we will get to do this all again April 4th for the general election, which will decide who actually wins that seat. But yeah, so tonight will be super interesting. So come back, listen to Devils until 7, listen to us 7 to 8, and then from 8 until
whenever
it's over, Todd Elba and Terry Bell are going to anchor the results. And just like we did in the fall, if you were able to catch our coverage of the midterm election in November, we have correspondents all across the state.
Yes.
To be able to chime in on different races that are going on in that part of the state. And, you know, not every, some places, like I had a fan, our friend Dave, this is the best thing about doing the work that I do, is when people send me their pictures of them with their voting stickers, because they know that I care. And so Dave sent me his on Instagram this morning, and then my friends Carol and AJ, they were number 4 and 5 in their ward. They
Fabulous.
Sent me their picture. But Dave said there was, and for him in Waukesha, in his part of Waukesha, the only race was the Supreme Court race.
Oh, okay.
So for a lot of you, everyone, no matter where you vote in the state, you have at least one race on your ballot today. You may have more, and this is where voter information gets very confusing, because there are some places that there is basically any race. Well, that's not true either, because if it's school boards, for a lot of races, it's the top two candidates who will go on to April. So if there's more than two right now for mayoral races, county executive races, but then it gets wonky with school board, because there's X amount of seats open on a school board. But in general, you may only have that one race, but you have something. So go vote today. We will continue to remind you throughout the show. Yes. And actually at 12:30, we're going to spend a little bit more time previewing the races that we are for sure following on civic media for tonight's coverage. So if you want to come back for that, or just stay until that, really.
Stay with us.
Really.
Yeah.
Later this hour at 11:30, some tech news, a variety of stories, including the Supreme Court is hearing two cases today that could, their ruling could basically alter the internet as we know it. So
that sounds minor.
That feels like a big deal. So we're going to talk about some of the details of that case. And then Meta, I guess Zuckerberg, is taking a cue from Elon, because
he's been so successful on Twitter.
They are following Verified Blue, and that they're going to start charging to be Meta Verified or Instagram Verified.
Ooh.
So I have some thoughts on that. And then, big shock, the biggest study ever conducted on a 4-day work week. The results are in. People like it.
That sounds like flawed research, Kristen Bride.
Oh, so that's coming up all this hour, different stories we're going to talk about. But the story I wanted to start with has me having very conflicted feelings. Because, and I feel like this is the downside of partisan politics. Because we should support when the politicians who get elected, even if they're not the people we voted for or the party we typically vote for, if they start doing good things in the position that they've been elected to be in, that represent their district or the state, we should applaud them.
Give credit where credit is due.
And yet, I think it's okay to still have mixed feelings about it, because I don't know. And maybe it's not okay to have mixed feelings about it. But what I am talking about is, this was a story from yesterday from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, from Maddie Heim and Lawrence Andrea, about Derek Van Orden.
Who was first term.
First term.
Just elected.
Third district, third congressional district. I would say in his run in 2020 when he lost to Ron Kind, and also when he was running against Brad Paff in 2022. MAGA tendencies. He was at the insurrection January 6th. He maintains that he did not go into the Capitol. you know, he's one of the many people, because apparently we're not even going to talk about that story today, but apparently one of the many people who tried to bring a gun on the plane, like
as we all do.
That's like you sent me an article. There's a record of how many guns TSA has.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Confiscated.
It's almost like 7,000.
So anyways,
again, people just forget it. Yeah.
So could have been a closer race had the Democratic Party actually given more support to Brad Paff. But he won. He's in Congress. He's in his first term. And because that was kind of the last congressional seat that felt competitive due to our redistrict, our maps for Congress. And so he's there. And I think it's one of those things where there was a holding of your breath that this guy had the makings to be potentially a Marjorie Taylor Greene light, right? If you read any excerpts from his book, which is all about being a man, you know, there is some anti-woke stuff as far rhetoric that he likes to engage with and promote.
Well, and didn't he confront a teenage worker at a library?
Yes.
Over LGBTQ books?
Yes.
Okay, that's the guy I'm thinking
of. So this is not a guy I've necessarily been rooting for, to say the least, because of a variety of reasons, some of which we just listed. And yet, he has now been appointed to the House Agriculture Committee, which we, despite the dominance of agriculture in this state, where it is a $100 billion industry, we have not had representation on that committee in 10 years.
That's why?
I don't know. And so he got appointed, and I would say since he's been elected, I haven't heard much craziness coming from him.
True.
So this story is talking about how he has pledged to become the Cheese King of Congress.
Okay.
Which is goofy, but as someone who makes some cheese jokes, fine. He branded his office logo with the face of a cow, and he said that he wants to bring dignity to farming and claim that he would work to make it easier to farm.
Well, that's all good.
Which is all good. And this article that was in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I wouldn't even say it's a criticism, it's just a fact, is the fact that he has not provided specific details of what he wants to promote or advocate for on the House committee, which is the panel that oversees the farm bill, which only, I think it's every 5 years, gets negotiated and has a huge impact on farmers in Wisconsin. But beyond that, this is a pretty complimentary article that paints him in a light that he is going to the mat for farmers in Wisconsin. And not that we haven't had that. I know Tammy Baldwin is a big advocate, but
she is.
The fact that have not had representation on this committee, I think, is a big deal. And so my mixed feelings, and I would love to hear from you if you already support him, great. But if you were someone who had
doubts
about him, I would love to hear your reaction. 844-967-2789. Cause mine is, I want to cheer for anyone who is doing good things for Wisconsin. And also, as long as he does well, that seat is going to be very hard for Democrats to win again in the next couple cycles. And if he does a good job, maybe that's taking partisan politics out of it. Not a terrible thing. But I'm tussling with those feelings this morning over this story, because It's mixed. All right. We'd love to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
Pride. Left corner three on the way. got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts, and a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Here's the news.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking about Derek Van Orden, first term congressional representative of the 3rd District.
Republican.
Republican in the western part of the state. And prior to, I guess, really up until his actual election, you know, a lot of controversial things as far as things that he said or has done. And I was not necessarily rooting for this guy. And yet I find myself applauding that he, in his first term, is really trying to be a huge advocate for farmers in Wisconsin.
Which is great.
Which is great. And this is where the downside of partisan politics is hard, because this is a good thing, and I also find myself conflicted on wanting to root for this guy to do well, because I would don't want that seat to just be red in perpetuity. And so I am being honest in my bias. And so we would love to hear from you if you feel similarly, or if you think this is... he's not really going to make a difference on there, and it doesn't really matter that he's on that committee, or if you also agree that this is a good thing. And so 844-967-2789, or you can also always comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Jane, you said we got a text?
We do. 507 is checking in. I always hope they'll do the right thing, but he is a Republican, so my hope is not strong. The farm bill includes funding for SNAP benefits. My money is on Van Orden wanting to cut food stamps.
That is something to watch for.
Yes.
As far as that develops. Yeah. And I think it's maybe that's what it is the hope for the best and hope that good things can happen, but also keep a watchful eye. And so, but I just... it's always interesting, because this is the kind of thing we want to encourage, right? Is when they actually are, and not just Congress, mayors, state legislators, you know, when they actually are on board for things that are popular and that benefit the state and aren't just party politics of, you know, the wokeism BS, this is a good thing. And so I want to acknowledge that this is a good thing.
And I think that's good. Okay. And I think that is a way... because I don't think the other side does that. I think President Biden could do the most amazing thing in the world, considering we have like the lowest unemployment in 54 years and other things have kind of been kind of good the last 2 years. And you would never hear them admit that he did anything that was worthwhile. And that's not helpful. And I don't want to be that.
I don't want to be that either.
I don't want to be that.
Well, would you, is there anything that Trump did that you feel like you can be, you can recognize that you're like, all right, I'll give him that one.
Well, he never built the wall.
And did you want the wall?
No.
Okay. But I'm talking about things that he did that you personally were like, all right.
I'm trying to think of what he did. Seriously, there was no infrastructure bill. He never built the wall. Mexico never paid for it. He stole money from our veterans for the stupid wall. He did appoint the three justices, which I have issues with.
Yeah.
So other than that, what did he do? He instituted a bunch of tariffs. He said the trade wars are easy to win. That didn't seem to help. What were his other accomplishments? If he had something that he accomplished, I could acknowledge it. I just don't know what it is.
Some people would say the tax bill.
You mean for all the rich people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was great. I love that.
But at least you and I can agree with this in this scenario. Granted, we have to see what he advocates for.
Exactly.
What gets negotiated. But I feel like I commend that he being Derek Van Orden, in his first couple months in office, that this is the direction that he's going in of being the cheese king of Congress.
And if he wants to embrace that, I will back that 100%, man.
I mean, listen, Tammy Baldwin is the author of the Go Pack Go bill. So, like, I get that we love to be cheesy, pun intended.
Our governor is Oplander. Come on.
Well, we made that up. I don't know. Until he gets on the show and we can get his blessing, I don't even know if he knows who Homelander is.
So, or if he knows who we are. But anyway.
Fair. But yes, the cheese king of Congress. Because I would just say his reputation leading up to his election or getting elected, I was expecting someone to be louder and more in the Gates, Bobo,
MTG.
Margarine, mm-hmm. Madison Cawthorn, even though he's not in Congress anymore. But those people who were wanting attention and wanting to, you know, ruin, you know, like troll the libs.
Well, wanting attention and accomplishing nothing.
Yeah. And so the fact that he so far has somewhat laid low and is actually trying to do his homework and get on committees that help, I think is a good thing. And the truth is, I mean, and he has the backing of some of the major farm associations in Wisconsin. And granted, they wanted anyone who would be on these committees, but it's the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association and Tom Lochner, who's been on this show.
Yep.
They signed a letter asking for him to be on this committee. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, which is the largest farm organization in the state, also sent a letter. And Wisconsin Corn Growers Association also sent a letter supporting his leader. Like, this was center Republican leadership to try to get him on there, which I think is a good thing because in Wisconsin, we should have representation on that committee.
Yes.
Someone in there to help advocate and oversee the farm bill. So let's just see what he does. But for now, I'm saying this is good.
Yeah. Provided he doesn't start spending a lot of time worrying about what cows are reading, because that's going to take us down a whole different path.
And on that note, it's
possible.
It's possible. And on that note, when we come back, some tech news that will affect your social media consumption. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Do you want other people to see your art in an art gallery? Now is your chance. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center has a call for art in its upcoming Aspiring Artists exhibit. This exhibit will feature artists age 9 to 99 who have not publicly exhibited art to enter 1 to 3 pieces. All art mediums are accepted. Visit culturalcenterarts.com and fill out an entry form. Deliver your art on March 7th, 8th, or 9th, and it will be displayed from March 14th to April 20th. There's a meet and greet the artisans on March 16th. On the ballot today, 4 candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with conservatives fighting to hold on to their 4-3 majority after the April 4th general election. The race is getting national attention and money, as the winner of this year's election will rule on potential significant policies, including gerrymandered maps and lawsuits over voting rules, as well as abortion rights. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. 26 this afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, 21, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
By Joe Walsh.
I've realized and I've come to accept that I am not a music nerd.
That's fine.
And I would be, I think I'm embarrassed in like how many classic great artists. I was like, I don't know. I couldn't name you a single one of their albums.
Joe Walsh precedes you by a long time. You're all excused right for not knowing that. And I did not know that song.
Oh, all right.
See, that's why I because I learned something.
You're learning a lot.
I am.
On music.
Yes.
In this job.
I am.
All right. Well, we're going to come back to the story, but I'm going to prime the pump a little bit. Would you pay for Facebook? Specifically, would you pay $12 a month to be verified on Facebook and Instagram if it meant, one, you had two-factor authentication, so you had increased security for your account not to get hacked, and two, if it meant your stuff could be seen more and get better placement. So, and because you get the blue check mark. But let us know. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY, or leave us a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Would you pay $12 a month for Instagram and or Facebook? But before we get to that story, Supreme Court news. As far as what they are hearing today, the U.S. this is the U.S. Supreme Court, not the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which hopefully you are voting for today
or in the primary.
Already have mm-hmm. for the primary between the four candidates, but only vote for one. Do not put two names down.
No.
Which we'll come back to that later, too, because I have a story about that for one of my friends who accidentally voted for both.
Oh, she thought we had ranked voting?
Well, I think it's partially because it's been a little confusing with two left candidates and two right candidates that unless you're outright saying vote for this one person, and then the language of the two candidates move on, I can kind of see how people got a little confused. And with an absentee ballot, there's no clerk there
right.
to say, hey.
Yep, don't do that.
You got to do this again.
Right.
And it's just, you just spoil your ballot. So we'll talk about that in 12:30 more about voting. But yes, go vote today. But today in the U.S. Supreme Court, they are hearing oral arguments in a case that centers on Section 230. What is that? I didn't know what it was either until I read this article. The rule is part of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, and it protects online platforms from lawsuits over the content users post. And so the now that could, this is basically a case where that could change that. And so in 2016, the family of a 23-year-old American college student who was killed during the 2015 Paris terror attacks sued Google. And the claim was that the algorithm on YouTube, which is owned by Google,
right,
promoted extremist content that ultimately led to their daughter's death. And for years, lower courts have been have argued that Section 230 protects Google from the suit. And now this has reached the Supreme Court. And depending on how the conservative-leaning bench goes, this case could just help decide if tech companies from Reddit to Tinder to TikTok to basically anything where the entire platform is based off of what users post, not like the New York Times, which is responsible for the content they produce, but right. This is user-generated content that all of these platforms have been protected from. And basically it's been their own decision of how much content moderation that they want to put up there. But this could change that. And so, you know, Google and its supporters worry that changes to this law may cause platforms to remove content out of fear of being sued, and that could stifle free speech. And critics of the law say that algorithms need to be kept in check and aren't covered by Section 230 because they can promote misinformation and spread hateful content. And so, obviously, like all the Supreme Court hearings, whenever we're talking about any of these cases, there's not going to be
a decision
until June. But it's one of two cases that's involving online platforms that were founded since Section 230 was created. And so, depending on how they rule, like this could change how we interact with the internet a lot.
Do you really think they would do this?
I don't know.
They just, at least the majority on the court, seems so pro-business to me that they're not inclined to hold them accountable for much of anything.
I mean, Clarence Thomas has previously said that the Supreme Court should scale back Section 230.
Really?
Yeah.
I will be really surprised
Yeah.
For them to take a move against business.
So that's happening today. And I don't know. I it's interesting because a couple of weeks ago, we also talked about the court case that I think was at the Seattle Public School District that was filing a case suing different social media platforms because of the impact it was having on students.
Oh, my.
And so this kind of falls under that as far as these platforms are created in a way to basically make you addicted.
Suck you in and keep you there.
And keep you there. Facebook has admitted that they promote, like, as the engagement goes up, and I know this firsthand, of when you post a video and the content is so focused, you know, it's something controversial, and that the engagement is not people loving it, it's people fighting in the comments, and that cues to keep pushing that video to more people, and so that is what gets amplified. And because their people are engaging with it, people are sharing it, and whether it's because they're angry about it,
right,
or because they are liking it, or both, that is what you typically see. And so that one is what we're talking about with the algorithm of promoting controversial content. And so, that is that case. Now, going back to Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg must have gotten a little fed up with Elon hogging the social media headlines because this week he announced a big update to his own online platforms, and he is now introducing a subscription service for Instagram and Facebook that will allow users to purchase blue badges that mark them as verified. So, known as a very creative name, Meta Verified.
They had a big meeting about that.
Big meeting.
There were 12 people in that meeting.
Big brainstorm session of what we can call this thing.
Yes.
You know, it's so much more creative than Twitter Blue or whatever they had. So the service will launch first in Australia and New Zealand this week and then hit other countries soon, whatever that means.
Is there a lot of impersonation going on Facebook?
Well, I don't think it's because of impersonation. I think it's because they need money. You know, I think it's partially like Elon needs money because he spent $44 billion on Twitter and they've been losing advertisers. And so he is on, you know, it is his responsibility to try to make this company to recoup his losses and also make it a profitable company. And the digital advertising space has also changed. And so, you know, finding a way to get another revenue stream, even though I'm pretty sure Zuckerberg's on record at one point since Facebook started that Facebook will always be free. And granted, this becomes a freemium model. It's not saying if you want to access Facebook, you have to pay.
True.
It's a tiered model where there's going to be more features available for you to
use it, take advantage of it.
Use it and take advantage of it. And so Meta is more expensive than the Twitter verified program. So it's going to cost $11.99 on the web and $14.99 on mobile, which I'm pretty sure that's basically like a Netflix subscription.
Definitely. I think my Netflix subscription is $12.99.
Yeah. And I mean, that's going to be getting more expensive too. But as far as like any of these subscription services, like that's not cheap. Really.
And I'm telling you, that stuff adds up.
Oh, yeah.
It
absolutely
really does.
So Twitter's is $8 and $11, respectively. It also will require you to verify your identity with a government-issued ID and everything like that. But what you get is basically higher visibility and reach on the platforms and increased access to customer support, which in my experience means any access to customer support because Facebook, like, never gets back to you and can never talk to a real person, among other perks. And so I don't think that many people are paying for this on Twitter. And I can see maybe Like, the thing for me, as someone who puts themselves on the internet, I don't really care about the blue check mark. Because now that you can pay for it, it takes away it being meaning anything of like, oh, like, you are notable enough that we're giving you this check mark, a public figure enough that we're giving you this check mark. Now it's like, oh, like, anyone can pay for this, so it's meaningless.
Right.
Except you know that it's me. And the, I guess, the increased security stuff I should probably care about, but I don't really. I think until I get hacked, it's just something that I don't.
You don't want that.
It's not front of mind for me. But I will say the increased visibility, and if they're going to push your content more, like, that sounds kind of appealing. But it also just sounds like the reason why any of these platforms, where TikTok is now there too, where it feels like you used to get, it used to make sense of who and why saw your content. And now they want you to pay for ads to promote and boost the content. And so if this becomes, well, instead of just paying to boost your video, you're just paying $15 a month. I can see some content creators
using that,
trying to use that. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's unfortunate because it takes the meritocracy away from any of these platforms, that just, like, the good content that is the most entertaining or informative actually gets promoted. But yeah, so let us know if you would,
you gonna give Mark Zuckerberg your money?
If you would pay as a user instead of an advertiser, if you would pay to use Facebook, 844-967-2789. And then finally, to end our tech news roundup, there's new emojis.
Oh, good. Actually, I'm kind of getting into emojis.
You are. I feel like I've upped your tech game.
You have.
in our daily communications, mm-hmm. now. So there's some, it's funny because I feel like whenever they add some of these, it's like, who's going to use this? So apparently there wasn't a pink heart before, which seems
odd.
But there is a pink, gray, and blue heart that has been added. And there's one, like, do you know what the surprise, like, open hole surprise emoji face looks like?
Yes.
So now it's that, except it's, like, on its side, and there's, like, shaking little lines, or, like, squiggly lines around it. And it's supposed to mean, wait for it, I'm shook.
You need to make a TikTok out of that.
Be going, like,
just from me watching you, yes, that's totally worth it.
But then they also added a moose head, a donkey, looks like angel wings, a goose, a jellyfish.
What a great job would that be?
A piece of ginger. I don't know who's going to use that.
Will Sue.
Will Sue might use
Will
that.
Will Sue could use that.
A Chinese fan, the hair, like a fro pick, maracas. I think that's a flute. Maybe it's a clarinet. I'm trying to think of, like, what are the most random. So what do you think the most random emoji you use instead of, I feel like there's like 20 different ones that I use.
Regularly.
And then beyond that, it's this, that.
I'm still kind of a traditionalist when it comes to emojis. I haven't ventured that far afield yet, but I'm going to find a reason to use the moose.
There you go. Well, I can, because I'm a Moosehead member now.
Yeah.
I'm a Moose member.
You belong to the lodge.
There we go. All right. When we come back, people like to...
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
M, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And if you don't get enough of us today, between now and 2 p.m., you can get more of us tonight.
At bonus hour.
Bonus hour, 7 to 8, as we are kicking off the pregame coverage of Civic Media's coverage of the spring primary results. The lineup is Devil's Advocates is going an hour extra until 7 p.m. Then Jane and I will take over to do a rundown of what we are watching for the evening. And then at 8 p.m., our news director, Terry Bell, and Todd Elba from The Todd Elba Show will be anchoring and cutting to our different correspondents all over the state. Who are obviously the big marquee race is going to be which two candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court will make it to the general. But lots of races, different important mayoral races.
Yes.
There's different common council. There's three races, and there's 20 people between three races running for let me say that again. Of three of the seats that are in the Milwaukee Common Council, between those three seats, there's like 20 candidates.
Wow.
Like there's a ton of people running for some of those open seats. So there is important elections all over the state. We will be talking about it tonight. So tune in
and go vote.
Keep us company. We'll be doing it from the comfort of our homes because technology is helpful in that way.
It's an amazing thing.
But until then.
I want to share just one real quick text when we were talking about whether or not people are willing to pay Mark Zuckerberg, $12 a month to get a blue check mark. The 262 checking in at 844-967-2789. Regarding the Meta conversation, I use their platforms to market my small business, but I don't feel like at this point I need to pay them $12 a month to get a check mark next to my business's name. I don't see any real benefit. My customers already know that my business is legitimate.
There you go. And then we had one on the live stream from Joe McClear. If anyone I know gets Meta verified, that's an instant unfriending right there.
We all have standards.
Yeah. Seriously, why pay more just to see how fat and bald all our old high school classmates are getting?
Oh.
Zing.
Youch.
And that's what I mean. I don't think the average, the people who signed up to do Instagram and Facebook to stay in touch with friends are not going to use this.
I wouldn't think so. I just don't see the benefit.
It makes sense for content creators and, you know, outlets that are trying to get their stuff seen. But as far as someone who's just trying to like
Becky from, you know, Muskego. Yeah.
I don't know if this is really going to be the revenue generator that they think it is. But all right. So in a study that resulted in what surprises no one, the results are in from the biggest ever trial of the 4-day work week.
Okay.
And most companies said they're not ready to go back to the 5-day grind. The companies.
Even the companies are happy with the results of a 4-day work week.
So over 60 companies and nearly 3,000 employees in the UK, so this was not in the US,
all right,
which is important, I would say.
It is.
Participated in the study trying out the shorter work week from June through December of last year. And many companies saw higher revenue and lower staff turnover. 90% said they would keep the experiment going. Several even planned to make it a permanent change.
That's really something.
And it's something that I don't think we will ever get in the United States.
Much like universal health care.
Or paid family leave.
Yes.
But I think it's really interesting that they saw more revenue. As far as, and I'd have to go see more of the study, like, do people get the same salary? So are they seeing more revenue because there's a, you know, 20% if they're working? Or is it just hours? Are those 8 hours spread across 4 days?
4 days.
And I mean, I'm a big fan of this because I feel like the weekends are not long enough where it's like having a day to do your errands and clean the house and do stuff that feel like when you, the life stuff that often seems like you're too tired to do after work, but then also have time to actually socialize and have a life and all the things that make life and working worth it.
And don't you always feel Sundays for me, it just always feels like Monday is looming.
Yeah.
Monday is looming. So
the Sunday scaries. That's why they call it that.
You enjoy like half the day and it's like, oh yeah.
Like Friday, my experience now is by Friday, I don't want to do anything because I'm exhausted. And so the compulsion to try to go do something that I would do in my 20s, which is like go out both Friday and Saturday, like absolutely not.
Not happening.
Absolutely not. But Saturday I still want to. That's like kind of the one day that's become my, I'm not going to work. I'm not going to think about work. I'm either going to do something social. I'm going to like clean the house. I'm going to do errands. And then by Sunday, maybe something social in the morning. But by Sunday afternoon, like I'm on the...
You got to be back on the clock.
I'm back on the clock. Basically prep for the week and do the things that I don't feel like I have time for responding to emails and stuff like that. So like if our bosses are listening, I'm just saying.
I would be fine
only doing 4 shows a week. If you really want to experiment to see if we would make more revenue if we only had 4 days instead of 5 days of the weekly shows, like I volunteer to test it out.
We will be the guinea broadcasters.
And so, but I don't know. Like I do think there's something as far as what they were saying, because this is the same thing they've found with some companies by offering paid leave, because in more states, there's 11 states that have state mandated paid leave, including the two biggest states, New York and, well,
California.
Well, California differently, but does New York have more, as a state, have more people than Texas? I think not. So not the two most populous states, but two of the biggest states. And they both have state mandated, and New Jersey, they all have state mandated paid leave. And in that, I mean, especially in California, some companies literally saw higher revenue with paid leave.
Wow.
Because turnover is expensive.
Sure.
And so if you have people who are just quitting entirely because you don't offer paid leave, then you still have to replace that person.
And it's onboarding and it's that whole, and background checks, right? And all that stuff.
And so for certain businesses, it was actually more like just to give, because especially in programs like those where it works like unemployment insurance. And so both the employer and the employees are paying a payroll tax that gets that is the fund that pays for people being able to leave. And so anyways, I'm not sure this shocks anyone. I think it's more shocking that the businesses are on board. Certainly the workers are like, I don't really want to work for days.
Exactly. But hey, you got business on board. This actually could go forward.
Well, in certain countries, I'm not sure it's going to happen here anytime soon. All right. Well, that does it for the 11 o'clock hour. When we come back, we are talking to Alan DeYoung and James Small about the EMC agencies and fire departments that are in a looming crisis that maybe you haven't heard of. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
Yap is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. Yap works.
And now, I'm a Yap advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving